just take a minute, okay? Look, you have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world. This is a comedy show.
And we've taken over the industry. We've taken over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Obama.
Good evening, cowards.
It's me.
It's the boys missed the show last week for the National Blowjob Contest.
Without you, my friend.
The retards.
What'd you do that for?
Yo, what it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You are tuned in right now, live. They listen live. Twitch.tv.
Listening live.
Who's live?
I don't know if you guys have heard, but you can listen live
We've
now.
We've been gone for 2 weeks and we haven't grown.
We haven't changed. Our impressions are still great.
It's the greatest impression I've ever seen.
Except now we're live.
Twitch.tv/JimandThem every Friday, 7-ish Pacific time. Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the goddamn chat. AC dropping some fucking gift subs. That's right, people. Your subs are probably expiring after that good old
2 week break.
No, the streamathon.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, all those gift subs that were handed out during the streamathon, time to re up.
Yeah, it's re up time, baby.
Thank you so much, AC. Love to see the love.
You know, a great thing to do on Twitch is subscribe to us and then forget about it because it's such a small amount of money. And then we get that money forever.
Yeah.
And you barely feel like you're missing it.
Plus, you do get the archives on our Twitch after they get posted. After the shows.
Fantastic.
So. What just if you a don't, little bonus.
What if you don't want to subscribe to us on Twitch and forget about it forever? What if you were to go to patreon.com and subscribe to us there and forget about it forever?
Yeah. patreon.com/JimandThem. Patreon.
That's patreon.com.
Wow, the Patreon. I love the Freons. Don't get me wrong. The Freons, they're great. They're great. But the piss baby, bitch. I was about to say stars. Bitch.
Patreon.
There's a new Dig Deep up with Kristen and I discussing the most recent season of Survivor.
Ooh.
Not only the fallout of the finale, but all the internet drama that's been happening. Ooh. As well as, what else? I watched Deal or No Deal Island, which is hosted by Jim and Them's favorite hunk, Joe Manganiello.
Oh, wow. Is that the only reason you watched?
I was one of. Plus, it was just basically Survivor, but with Deal or No Deal.
Oh, weird.
It had one of the guys, Boston Rob from Survivor, was on it as well. It was basically like the challenge / Survivor / Deal or No Deal. Like, they would do challenges in the day.
A real who's who of game shows.
They'd do challenges in the day and collect suitcases. And all those suitcases were for that night's Deal or No Deal game.
Ah.
And you'd either get voted to be, like, you'd get voted out, kind of. But you then played Deal or No Deal, and if you won, you got to go back in the game.
Okay.
If you lost, then you just went home. It was great.
Wow.
Sounds great.
All this and more on the Patreon.
Also, Perfect Match on Netflix, although I've only watched one episode of that. That's their version of the challenge slash like Love Island kind of.
Okay.
It's like people from other Netflix shows. Netflix has a show called Dated and Related, which I thought it was about incest when I read the title.
Okay. What is it about?
I kind of still don't really know, but apparently it's like you go on a date with, like, it's a dating show, but you have to take your brother with you. And your brother's like, what the fuck?
Nice. Oh, that bitch is hot.
Or it's maybe like your brother tries to steal the chick. I don't know.
It's like Date My Mom on MTV. Yeah.
What if your brother's Mr. Steal Your Girl?
Yeah.
Fuck. That's going to fucking suck.
And you're the sister and he steals you?
Oh, fuck. We're dated and related. Wow.
That's so good.
It's so convoluted. I was trying to explain it on shows where you know as well, where it's like they have people from other Netflix reality shows all come together in a house, and then you have to pick your match, like your perfect match
are
to
they
pair
all
up with.
Netflix reality shows?
Reality shows, game shows. Yeah, it's people from The Circle, okay. People
like,
from
like
Love
actors.
Is Blind. Oh, no.
Okay,
yeah, that's what
okay.
I mean.
12-pack from I Love New York.
Yeah, people from someone from the Squid Game reality show that they had.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Ryan Reynolds, The Rock.
Well, you have to team up with someone. So it's like if you're a guy, you have to pick a girl pick a guy, whatever. You have to couple up. And then there's all this innuendo of like, oh, we're, you know, we're coupling up and we're going to go in the room and fuck.
Oh, man. Jindo and Cinder are yeah. together. You know, yeah. people you've heard of.
But then it's like, Jindo. So you pick your partner and then the next day you do a challenge. And then if you win the challenge, you go into a winner's room. And you pick
and you fuck.
No, you pick other people to bring into the house to try to break up the other partners. So you're like, yeah, I think Jinder should go out with Kelly. Jinder's getting too close to Katie. So maybe if he goes out with Kelly for a date, they'll break up or something.
I don't understand any of those.
We'll just bring a Jinder Mahal. Fuck it.
Well, one of the first challenges, they were on this. They were perched, like in this. Like two-person, like kind of cage, for lack of a better word, that was like at the end of a pole.
Okay, like a shark cage.
It was at the end of a pole, like where there's a deck over here and they're further away.
Okay,
and you have to swing the pole down. You have to swing your cage down the pole to get to the deck.
Okay,
but you're basically like you have to hump because you're like so it's all innuendo bullshit. Like who can hump the best?
Yeah,
and get the cage back.
And you're watching this show.
Yeah, it's great.
You should check out Fuckboy Island. You would really like Fuckboy Island.
For some reason, the title is just too on the nose that I can't even debase myself.
But it's Fboy Island. They say Fboy the whole time.
Maybe I would like it if they just said Fuckboy instead of Fboy.
What if it stands for the other F?
I wish it was on PBS and like, oh, these fuckboys.
Fuckboy homo.
And like Elmo comes in. Get out of here, fuckboy.
Elmo's only 4 years old. What the hell?
Elmo's a fuckboy?
Oh.
So anyways, yeah, the patreon.com/JimAndThem. There's also a new watch this. We discussed a lot of our... Actually, we discussed basically 2024 so far.
Yeah.
Movies?
So many movies, we couldn't even get to all of them.
So many movies that we had been looking forward to that were mostly letdowns.
Yeah,
Also get into the new Bad Boys film and In a Violent Nature, the artsy slasher film.
Yeah.
That's just a little piece of what's on patreon.com/JimAndThem. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I love it. I love Patreon.
Sip of water for the working man.
Okay.
Slash Jim and them.
What else?
Pinkies up for the cool guys.
Actually, I gotta go get we are doing a giveaway tonight. Let me go get the book.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I hope we have, here's my wish. I hope we have more than one entrant. That would be my dream. I would absolutely love it if more than one person entered.
Ooh, if I had just one wish, it would be that you could see the way you kiss.
Oh,
which seems like a really shitty way to like. I'd be pissed if you used a wish so I could kiss myself.
Yeah, I'd be like, dude, you could have been a millionaire.
Yeah, you had one wish, you didn't even get three, and now I'm using that wish to kiss myself. Shania Twain, is this some sort of Jewish humiliation ritual?
Well, and then you do it, and you're like, I guess I'm okay.
Yeah, it tastes like a guy. Tastes like tobacco and spam.
Thanks a lot, Shania Twain, you sexy fucking, you temptress.
I just taste like hookah and jerky. I'm only smoking hookah and eating Tillamook. I'm a Tillamook hookah guy.
Oh, Tillamook.
We do have the new book from Paul Tremblay.
Hardcover.
Horror movie.
We'll all sign it.
I was going to say, would it be like annoying if we signed it?
I think it'd be funny if we did.
We all
you
signed
think
it.
Paul would be annoyed? annoyed.
No, I think what we should do is we should sign it, send it to the person, and then that person has to tag Paul in a photo of us signing his book.
We all sign it Paul Tremblay.
Yes. Should we write his name too?
Yes.
Well, because
write it backwards like a lemonade stand, like Paul Tremblay.
Yeah, the R is like a Toys R Us R.
But then again, it's like, who cares what he thinks? Because it's not like he gave us this to give away. I just had an extra copy.
Here's the thing. He would have if we asked.
He would laugh.
No, he wouldn't have.
I think he would have.
I mean, he would have said, yeah, talk to my people, and then his people wouldn't have done it.
I think he would have just, Tremblay? I think he would have just done it.
I'm not mad at Tremblay, but he in the past, he tried to hook me up with an early book. But he was like, yeah, hit up so-and-so. And then I hit them up a few times and they never responded.
One time
but it's not his fault. I'm not mad at him for it. In the end, I was like, who cares? But that's why I'm not like, I don't know. I'm not worrying about someone giving something to us.
I was dating a girl who liked his books. And since I knew him, I'm like, hey, Paul, will you like sign one of your books and like to her and mail it to me? And he's like, yeah. And he just sent it to me.
That's real homo shit. You're doing too much.
I don't want my girl reading.
I was into her, and I just so happened to know the guy that she was a fan of. So I was like, oh, dude, this rules. I'm going to fucking get her a fucking customized book, and she's going to come. And she did.
But no, he wouldn't have done that.
He did do it. He did. He actually did it.
Oh, no, I'm saying he wouldn't have given us a book to give away.
He would have. He would have, for sure.
No, he wouldn't have. I'm not going to put that on him.
The chat's asking, should we send him death threats?
No, he's already been on the show. We don't have to send him death threats.
All right. No death threats, guys. I just check it.
But yeah, new book. I've already read it. I read the book.
Oh,
no
you
big
finished
deal.
It? Wow.
Yeah, I read it. No big deal.
To be fair, I
read books.
I've been at Disneyland, so I will be reading it soon.
No reading allowed at Disneyland.
Yeah. Well, dude, I wake up, I rope drop like a man, and then I stay there till fucking the latest possible time like a man, and then I go home and sleep.
You can't go sit in a hammock in Tarzan's house and read a damn book, huh?
That's true.
The world.
Well,
God, what's
Tom
the
Sawyer
world
Island.
Well, now it's the Adventureland treehouse, Jeff. I'm sorry. There's nowhere to sit and read.
There's no hammock.
No.
Zero hammocks.
No accessible hammocks.
Well, why don't you go to the Aladdin toilet and take a big old shit?
I was too busy walking around the park trying to find all the Pizza Planet trucks that hidden in all the rides.
Should have made use of Tom Sawyer Island before it becomes fucking Encanto or whatever the fuck they're going
to
make it.
Oh, it's just going to come to Mexico and people are going to be swimming over into Disneyland? Just a bunch of Encanto people drowning in razor wire all the way to Disneyland? don't talk about Brutus.
That's fucking good.
I did like the book. I enjoyed it. It's a Paul Tremblay book. Just know that. You got to know that going in. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But it's Tremblay in a good way. What I mean is, because Tremblay, I mean, I guess what's great is you heard it in our interview, like the stuff he likes. You see why he likes that because you see it in his work.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, there's not going to be a lot of easy answers. Oh, thank you, whatever that was.
Often you're led to like kind of like not completely draw your own conclusion, but there's, like he presents some conclusions and says it's up to you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with this book, though, the only thing that was a little shaky is I was like 80 pages in, and I was like, where are we going with this?
Oh, really?
Zimba's gay. That's part of the scary, or it's scary, or wait, I don't want to spoil it, sorry. Isn't it a scary TTS night?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I guess that's what we're talking about. Yeah, but
just
imagine
like stumble into it. I was scary.
Yeah, we should take longer. But
we're still doing a show. You ever listen to a fucking show before?
All the time.
Apparently you do, and then you stumble over everything.
I just can't think of a scarier TTS. I think it's by wins.
Oh, Jesus. Keep going.
I don't remember what
I was
talking about.
You're saying Tremblay.
Oh, yeah. No, I read the book, you know. It sucked. This book sucks. You know what I mean? Tremblay sucks.
You said it was good Tremblay in a specific way.
No, Tremblay sucks and the book sucks.
What?
But you said at the beginning, you're 80 pages in, you're like, wait, where is this going? But that you were kind of going into what?
A little bit, yeah, because you're going back and forth. There's a movie script. There's a current time. There's a movie script, and then there's like the past. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too much into it.
Okay.
But yeah, you could see his, like, the stuff he's into. Like, he's into A24 movies. He's into, like, grim, dark shit. I mean, and yeah, this is like he had said, I think he in our interview, he mentioned that he started with kind of his bleak ending and then worked backwards. Now, this is the regular edition of the book. What is kind of cool, the one that I'm keeping, is the Barnes & Noble edition is a special edition, which has... He did a whole thing at the end where he breaks down... It's almost like DVD extras.
Oh, wow.
And he calls out different things for, like, each chapter on, like, oh this cool. is... this is kind of similar to X, Y, and Z in my life, or this is like this person in my life. This is like my this is based off my brother. Or this is based off of another writer I know.
Oh, that's really cool.
What's the elevator pitch for the book again? I forget.
It's basically like a cursed movie. It's a movie that was made in 90. Was it the 90s? Or yeah, I think it was a movie that it was like an independent movie that was made in the 90s that. Was only the only thing that was released were three scenes were released in the mid 2000s that went viral, and it became this cult thing where horror people really liked it, and now they're remaking it. Oh. And the narrator is the person who is one of the people that was involved in the film. So I don't want to say much more than that, but basically that's it. He does even reference because there's another move. There's a few of these books. Costello pointed it out to me. There's another, like, cursed, Burn the Negative? It's a fairly recent release.
I don't know if I'm familiar with that.
But he does mention, I think in his thanks, he does mention the author of this. I think maybe he had spoken to him or, like, had him read some of the early draft of it or something like that. But this is another one about, yeah, slasher film being remade, cursed, that's haunted, and reawakened. Oh, there's like some mixed feedback on Burn the Negative as well.
Oh, speaking of which, hey, Goodreads. We were asked if our Goodreads were up to date, and I had mentioned that mine was super out of date.
Mm.
I took some time when I was in the car and I was not driving to update my Goodreads completely. So my updates, shit. My Goodreads is completely up to date with what I have not done for the last couple of years. So for the person that asked and I said no, now it is.
Hell yeah. But yeah, so send in a scary TTS or send in a scary voicemail. I think we did get a couple of voicemails that got sent in.
Okay, let's hear them.
Let me see.
I'm excited. I'm ready to be scared.
I'm ready to be spooktacular myself.
Ooh, here's on the line. It's me, former president, greatest line. Love Jim, love them, love the line. Greatest line I've ever done. Former president, it is me. Kermit the Frog, calling in for the Poe Tremblay Book Contest. Love books, love Paul, love the Bible, read it every day. I'm going to tell you a true story about my time as president. It was a dark night in the White House. Great house, big house, greatest house, White House, Caucasian house. Laying in a bed of piss, my pissed bed. Love piss, love pissing, love being pissed on, love drinking the piss. But then I heard a bang come from downstairs. Ooh, as I get up as fast as I can, me. I went down the stairs.
Wait,
balls and dick
yeah.
out, big balls,
oh,
biggest balls you ever
out.
Seen,
Sounded
smallest
real.
Dick. Ever since the warlock, smallest dick. As I get closer to the bottom of the stairs, I smell alcohol. I smell shit. That is poor people alcohol. That it's not rich people alcohol. And I'm a piss boy, not an alcoholic, not a shit boy. It makes no sense. I smell it from the Oval Office. I walk to the Oval Office door. I open the door. I turn on the lights. And I see a shadowy figure go under the desk. Big desk, great desk. That's where my real doll is. That's where Sarah is. As I get closer to the desk, I start hearing names being spoken in some type of ritual. I hear Jim, I hear Jeff, I hear Mike Steele, I hear Bopak, Corey Feldman, Obama. I said to trespassing, no squatting, who's under there? I peek around the desk to see who's there. I slowly move closer to the back of the opening of the desk, big desk, great desk. And as I begin to catch a glimpse of the figure, he jumps at me.
He did your...
The lights turn off. The lights turn back on again, and nothing was there besides a note that read, You'll never find me, and you'll never make sense of me. Signed,
this was so cold it chilled my spine and in my ear. It whispered Obama.
Oh, it was DB Deathlord the whole time?
Oh, my God. Wait, so is that an AI voice?
It must be.
It's very good.
It must have been. Like one of those you... Maybe someone recorded their own, like when you can record your own voice and then run it through one of those.
Yeah. It's an insanely good AI voice.
Yeah. If it's AI, if it's not AI voice, give them fucking Grammy.
I think the knock got me as a jump scare more than the scream. Because the knock sounded like it was actually like that wall getting knocked on. And for a second, Jim, I thought you were doing some shit where someone was in that room right there fucking with us.
Well, it sounded like it came from outside the window. I'm like, I guess we got a fucking vampire.
Well, because it came from all of our right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought someone was in that room and like knocking on the wall to fuck with us.
Dead Men Die, written commentary. I think you're talking about what
you said it was my impression plus AI.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
That was good.
That was fair.
When I mentioned DVD extras in the book, I called them that because in the book it's called that. They're called DVD extras. But yeah, okay, yeah, it was my impression and then added an AI.
I mean, starting off very, very strong.
Yes.
One, it was good, it was funny, but also it got a scare out of us.
Yeah.
Every single one of us was like, that knock.
Yeah.
The final episode of Jim and Them began like any other. Jim, Mike, and Jeff the Slob were laughing and bantering, aware it would be their last. Suddenly, static interrupted the broadcast, growing louder and drowning them out. The lights flickered and died, leaving only that sinister static. Listeners heard eerie whispers in an unknown language. Shadows moved in their homes, and icy fingers seemed to touch their skin. The familiar voices of Jim, Mike, and Jeff were replaced by an overwhelming silence. When the lights returned, the studio was empty. Equipment lay untouched, but there was no sign of the hosts. The final moments echoed through the speakers. A chilling voice, deep and otherworldly, saying, "You heard it. The last time ever." Jim and Them had ended, leaving fans with a haunting void. The world was somehow less, somehow darker, emptier. Without Jim and Them, what chance does a man have to dance along the light of day?
Wow, holy shit. One, I didn't anticipate a bunch of AI stuff, but two... bravo to our listeners for doing a good job so far. I don't want to sound like too blown away, like I thought it was going to be dog shit, but I am impressed so far.
Yeah, that was from Zenpai. Wow. That might be a sadder one than it is scary, but it was a very good entry.
That's very good.
Morose. Although it is also, I guess it's that dread that you always hear about. It's the A24 horror movie.
It's the A24 voiceover. I liked the sort of like sad Cowboy Bebop version of Train.
Yeah, that was fun.
It just needed rain.
Although, we did get a voicemail, right? Mm-hmm. Although I'm not sure.
From
if
the man under the desk.
One. Yeah, that's good.
Hey, Jim and M, DB Deathlord. I'm calling in. Sorry, I can't be in the chat room tonight. Because I'm camping, bro. Oh, yeah. I hope you guys have a great show. I'll catch you next week, man. Have a good one, Obama.
Oh, okay. I guess it's not an entry.
That was terrifying.
We got one on the Patreon, didn't we?
Because I'm tipping.
I think someone on the Patreon didn't.
Well, I got one in from the. That was from the first one I played was from the messages on Patreon, or is there one in the chat too?
No, I think that's the one I was talking about.
That's
okay,
that's the one.
Okay,
it's me, DB Deathlord.
He wins. Oh well, it's nice that he called before when we were recording Patreon
just to say hello.
just checking in, man. He wants to make sure we know that he's still out there breathing.
Yeah, we assumed that he was engaging in the contest. Don't worry.
Are you alive? Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
Certified alive.
He wanted to do an entry into the TTS contest, but instead, he's working on an and if and it edit from episode 346.
And if and
I think also his grandfather shit his pants while they were camping, so he's gonna figure that out for a little while.
By grandfather, I mean me. I'm the grandfather now.
But yeah, but the TTS is still open for any of your spooky stories that you maybe want to send in through TTS.
Yes.
If you want to win this book from the man himself, Paul Tremblay. I was just kidding when I said he sucks and the book sucks.
They just send in prose, like a long ass TTS. Be good.
Yeah, because I mean, something could be scary. I mean, I'm not going to give anyone any ideas. I was going to say I half expected blah, but I'm not going to say anything.
Oh,
I don't want to give anything away.
I wonder what blah is, because I'm not sure. I don't know if it's possible to make a scary TTS.
And then, yeah, I guess if you want, we could sign it, and we could sign Paul Tremblay's name as well.
We'll put a fake Paul autograph in there for you.
Yeah, we know his number. We could either do his number.
We could either do our names and Paul's, or we could just do Paul's.
You know what would be funny is if we did ours, and then with a different marker we did Paul's, so it extra seemed like it was actual real.
Or if we do Paul's, but then one of us could do Stephen King, and one of us could do like James Patterson or something like
Joe
that.
Hill.
Michael Bay.
Yeah, Joe Hill is in the on the back cover here.
Joe Hill loves Tremblay.
One of the most terrifying horror writers of his generation, and his new chiller horror movie is a reason for excitement.
Yeah.
There is a great moment where the character is going to horror conventions because he has this like aura now because he's part of this like banned film, and there's this great character who's like this like loser writer that keeps coming up to his table and trying to talk to him and steal his shine. But I also feel like Tremblay's putting himself as that character a little bit too, or like he does say that it's like a bunch of writers he knows, but I'm like, he seems like he likes to make fun of himself a little bit.
Sure.
And then the first few chapters.
Just signed my Christmas card as Bupak, so I'd expect a book pack.
Oh yeah, Bupak signature. I didn't even think of that.
Oh shit, yeah.
There's definitely in the first few chapters where it's like shitting on Hollywood and agents and stuff like that. I was like, oh, this is the stuff he was kind of saying when we interviewed him. So this is like dealing with whatever, maybe not M. Night Shyamalan specifically, but like the people around that, like the producers, managers, shit like that.
Right.
So it's fun to see.
People walking up to Paul asking him how to get out of the dungeon without using the wizard's key.
Well, just kind of like being in a Zoom with a producer who's like out on a walk just as a power move to be like, oh yeah, I'm getting my steps in, because he was annoyed that Paul missed one of their meetings before or something like that, so he had to like power move him. Or they're like, apparently there's some story of how like he went on one of these Hollywood lunches, and then he had to bum $10 off the guy because he had to pay for parking. He didn't have any cash.
That's insane.
Anyways, yeah, there was no show last week. I feel like I almost died.
Wait, Jim.
What?
Are you alive?
Ooh.
The retards.
Wrong button.
Whoops.
It's right next to it.
Are you alive? Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
Sometimes you got to look in the mirror, Jim, and ask yourself the question.
That's true. Because, I don't know, I had like salmonella or something or other. Because I was like, just shitting all day. And then, like, just shitting water.
Yeah, drinking Gatorade, shit.
But the problem was I was working, and I realized I wasn't drinking enough water, and I almost fucking...
It was all coming out of your ass.
Yeah, and I almost died. Like, I got up at one point, and all of a sudden, everything started getting really dark.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's like how in the Civil War, everyone died. Yeah. You had Civil War, writing letters to home.
It really gave me that idea after the fact of like, this is probably how it happens. Like, this is probably how it happens. One day you're just walking around, all of a sudden things get dark, and you're like, is it getting dark here? And then you fall over.
You fall over, shit comes out of your ass.
No, yeah, that mailman, that happens all the time when you work in Las Vegas or somewhere
like
that.
Like a heat exhaustion.
Yeah, because it takes like 20 minutes to pass out from heat exhaustion. It's like real quick. You start getting woozy and you drink a bottle of water, you're like, I'm good.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I started getting woozy at first, and then I started throwing up, and then all of a sudden like everything was getting dark, and then even like it's like in the movies, when all of a sudden the sound gets like like, for lack of a better term, the audio gets dark. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, this is how it happens.
Wow.
This is a taste of,
where were,
like,
you? Like, in bed, or were you walking
around? I was just
around?
Over in my office. And then I realized, like, oh, fuck, I need some water. And it really was, I had to just sit there for like 30 minutes and drink water. But then I drank water too fast, so I just threw up a bunch of water, like, right after that. Because then I was like, oh shit, you're supposed to, like, sip it. Like, you can't fucking...
Yeah. You have to, like, get, like, an Egyptian guy to put, like, dates in your mouth and squeeze water in.
That's why they give you ice chips at the hospital, because they're like, it's impossible to drink too much if you're just eating ice chips.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I was thinking in movies. I was like, oh, in movies, they always have ice chips.
Yeah. One time I had to go to the hospital. It was I think I've told this story. It's really embarrassing. I was probably like sixth grade or something. So old enough to, like, be embarrassed and know better, where I was given a pill, some pill for, like, I had the flu and they gave me a pill, and it turns out I was allergic to that pill, but we couldn't tell because my actual flu was masking it. So, like, I would puke, and then at, like, the best time to try and take medicine is right after you puke, because that's when you're the least nauseous and you can, like, drink and stuff. So that's when I take the pill, which would make me puke even more. And then when I was done with that, I try and take a new pill because I had just puked up the old pill. And it was, so I was in this, like, loop of allergicness. So they took me to the hospital and realized, like, oh shit, you've been giving him the reason that's making him worse. So they had to give me a suppository.
Mm.
And suppository was basically, it's kind of like, you know, like, when you're little and there's, like, the wax lips with juice in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what the suppository was. It was just, like, wax.
And they just put it up your ass. Put some wax medicine. Lips on your ass.
Yeah. And they just shove it up your ass. But I'm sitting there on the table.
And it just melts in your ass, right?
They have, like, a blowgun that they attach to your ass. And, like,
poof. So I'm sitting there on the table, laying on my side. And they put you in the gown and stuff. And then they have someone come in and they, like, kind of lube your ass up. But then, like... I'm laying with my ass towards the door.
And you're just going, pause on all this.
I'm laying with my ass.
They're shoving ice chips up your ass.
And you're just yelling, pause, over and over again.
I'm like, yo.
If you go to any black hospitals, you just constantly hear people yelling, pause, from the hallways. Yeah. Just echoing down every hall. Yeah, pause on all that.
The hospital in Oakland, that's all you hear when you walk in.
Yeah, here, drink this Dr. Bronner's. They just give you Dr. Bronner's.
It's a cacophony of the word pause.
Pause.
Yo!
Just a constant echo of pause.
So I'm laying with my ass to the door, and the doctor is like, okay, we're going to get you ready. And he loops me up, and he's like, okay. I don't know how he said it, but he's like, oh, you're a little kid. This suppository is way too big. We need to get you a smaller one. So he leaves.
You got a tight little one.
Yeah. And he just leaves the fucking door open.
So I'm sitting there. Just get your ass through the door.
My fucking lubed up ass hanging out. And I'm just like, again, I'm in sixth grade. So I'm like, go look at my shoulder.
High school intern.
And obviously.
Hello. Hot girl internship.
Everyone that walks by looks in and goes, like, oh.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
P. Diddy, what are you doing
I'm
here?
I'm so embarrassed.
The janitor from Kill Bill.
But I'm afraid as a little kid that if I roll over, it'll, like, I'll ruin something and they'll need to, like, lube my ass up again, which I didn't want to deal with. So everyone that walks by, so then a nurse comes in and she goes, oh, no. And she comes in, like, pulls my gown sort of over my ass.
All of a sudden, she rips her pants out as a strap on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking my ass.
Yeah.
Fucking my supple young ass.
You realize it was just some weird role play the whole time? Like, oh my God, are you okay?
Doctor, please, somebody eat this boy's ass. I'll eat it.
It's grape jelly. It's
the fat boys run in and start eating your ass. Oh, no, the fat boys.
Oh, no, the disorderlies are here.
The disorderlies came. And it ate my ass like groceries.
And then she covers my ass and then, like, leaves. And I was like, thank goodness. And then I come in and the doctor's like, uh-oh, was someone in here? And I go, oh, yeah, a girl came in and covered me. And he's like,
there's never been a girl that worked here?
Wait.
He's like, wait, there's never been a single nurse in this hospital.
Like, tonight, 10, it's the anniversary.
Oh, it's like, her name was Linda Ray.
Yeah,
here's the monument to her memory on the wall.
It's a picture of her.
She floats out of the room like House on Haunted Hill.
But the doctor then did have to re-lube up my ass because he's like, I don't know if she messed it up. And I'm like, she didn't touch my ass. She simply covered my ass. So I'm like, no,
I don't know. It looks like she messed this up.
Yeah.
So yeah, that sucked ass. But
Oh, no, the Hawk Tua girl. That's like the Hawk Tua girl, Jeff.
I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her yet. People are raving about her.
It's the most worthless meme I've ever seen. We'll get to that in a second. I'm sorry. Mike,
I don't remember why I was telling the story now. It had something to do with, like, being dehydrated or something.
Oh, yeah. Being dehydrated and, like, because you had to get a thing up your ass because of
so
it.
So they took fireplace billows full of water and sprayed them up your ass or what?
No, I was good.
No
after
billows?
After they gave me the suppository, I was good to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Never felt better in my life.
Billows of clean health.
When I was a kid, actually probably around, like fifth or sixth grade, I remember I had to have one of those. I forget what it was like. I don't know if it was a fever or what. It must have been something similar. But yeah, because I remember it was just weird, like kind of touching. I was like, I was like, what is this? And then you could feel that it had like melted.
Oh, I had to have an enema first.
Oh,
they can't just shove a suppository up your ass.
Pause.
So yeah, they had to give me an enema, and I'm like a little kid, and it's fucking so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And my doctor was a girl. It was a girl doctor.
Oh no.
And I'm just like getting my fucking enema by this girl doctor. It's fucking, again, and I'm sixth grade, so again, I'm old enough to feel like the weird embarrassed shame that you only get as you get like slightly older. Mm.
We gotta get all this fucked up shit out of your asshole.
Mike might be in the running for the horror movie giveaway. Paul Tremblay's latest book, Mike's Enema Story, brought to you by Horror Movie by Paul Tremblay. Pause, brought to you by Paul Tremblay. Pause Tremblay over here.
Pause Tremblay. Pause Rudd over here. Jesus Christ, man.
Send in your scary TTSs, ladies and germs. Since you reminded me of it, let me find it real quick. It's just everyone sharing this clip of this girl just because she's talking about spitting on a cock, basically.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with this.
Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua?
It's like, it's not even really. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
Hawk. I spelled it wrong.
Something.
Mike got begged.
It's not even like interesting.
Tua. Okay.
It's not even interesting.
Let's see.
So she just talking about sucking dick?
Even that Hawk Tua and spit on that thing. Even that Hawk Tua and spit on that thing.
Okay. I mean, it's a good sound clip, I suppose.
Sure.
If it was like before, like an intro to a song or something.
I guess. I just don't get why I keep seeing people share this clip. Like, it's so funny. They're
trying to make it happen.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah. Are they just trying? Everyone just wants it to happen so bad?
We need it to happen.
I want it to happen.
Or what else? What else do we got?
I need it to happen.
Peg ones where they just do a bigger dildo every time? Peg ones?
Yeah,
That's what we're doing? I don't think so. With Scott Evans is just going to have a bigger and bigger dildo to shove up Paul Rudd's ass? That's crazy, Mike.
I love peg ones. I'm a big peg ones guy.
Yeah, I keep seeing people share like the image version where it's like, this girl's the most sought after. What are you talking about?
Oh,
why?
Because it's a white girl doing anything.
She is a
white
girl. I love white blonde girls, though.
You love white blonde girls?
White blonde girls? You kidding me? There's a reason. Here, I know it sounds crazy, but when I was at Disneyland, so many hot white blonde girls. I was like, yeah, there's a reason why it's a thing.
You see all these hot white girls, you're missing all the Latinas for the trees. You're missing the big, fat, chumpy Latinas.
There's plenty of other hot people in the world, but I'm saying there's a reason why hot white blonde girls are hot white blonde girls because there's a reason.
They're one of the worst white girls. Blonde girls?
No, there's a reason why hot white blonde girls are hot.
There's only one I want. I love you, Pookie. Forever.
This is better than the other part.
How do you get over a breakup?
Get under another.
Get the cobwebs off this thing. This mother don't miss.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
You gotta give him that Hawk Tua and spit on that thing.
In context, it's better.
I get it. Just feels it feels like a 2009 meme. That's the only thing that's puzzling me.
Hawk Tua, all the things.
she's just drunk girl, like kind of.
It's just
like hamming it up.
It's the raptor with like the rainbow background, like Hawk Tua. Remember old memes?
Yeah, it just
can't has Hawk Tua.
Yeah, it's her face with a starburst behind her.
I mix when Hawk Tua is on the Steelers, just jumping over the line. Woo!
I liked that. Never mind.
You do the Hawk Tua before every football game if you're in Hawaii.
I played as Hawk Patua in Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition.
Haka Patumi.
I guess. Well, the big memes. What memes we've been seeing this week?
Yeah,
the two memes.
Wait, are we in the meme
you
zone?
You were throwing up all day. Were you looking at memes?
The other meme I'm seeing is the World Tour meme, the Justin Timberlake one.
I don't know it.
Oh, I saw his quote, and it was, the quote was super funny.
It's funny. Yeah, but it's been over. Well, the quote is, because when he got pulled over for a DWI.
He has a crying mugshot.
And apparently in the police report or in one of the news report, or the TMZ report, I think it was, is that he said under his breath, "This is going to ruin the tour." And the cop was like, "What tour?" And he said, "The world tour."
That's awesome.
So everyone's just adding that to, those are pretty funny, but I've seen too many unfunny ones. That's kind of like the classic meme. So
I haven't seen anyone do that joke. I've only seen the quote of him, of Justin Timberlake himself saying it, and that made me laugh.
The mugshot is great.
Because the cop...
Yeah, look at the mugshot
right there. Oh, I've been seeing that picture. I didn't know that's a mugshot.
He's crying in the mugshot.
Oh, I thought he was like on drugs
or
something.
That one's good. I like this one.
Yeah. There's like the Star Wars one.
You're laughing. Did it say Nick's could ruin the world tour and you're laughing?
I think E.T., No Context E.T. put up a version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I always like No Context E.T.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a big E.T. guy.
You?
One thing about me. Thing you know about me.
They should make an E.T. ride.
Yes, yeah, so it's going to ruin the tour. What tour? The world tour, you know. I've been seeing a lot. I've been seeing a lot of these. So what are some of the memes we got, guys?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know people were riffing on it.
I have the ridiculousness DJ set. I'm like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Like Chanel West goes.
He's like, ah, what kind of memes?
We throw a dodgeball off his head. Bah.
Well, good for
I miss
her.
Chanel West Coast.
I don't know who that
is. Hawk Patua bitch wishes she was Chanel West. You, the original hot
white blonde chick?
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston?
Like she looks like a pumpkin head.
Jennifer Aniston is the original hot white blonde chick.
She wasn't even blonde.
I was going to say, is she blonde?
No,
nah, she's brunette. Not. I guess the original.
Is she a brunette or is she a dirty blonde?
Dirty blonde.
She's a dirty blonde. Dirty blonde.
World tour.
Dirty blonde.
Eyes around my neck.
Although, did you see, actually, I guess it's not really a meme, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. But everyone hates Justin Timberlake now.
Yeah.
Actually, here it is. Because people are like, what's wrong with this guy? He does look all coked out during this performance. I'm not sure if this is after he got pulled over, if this is more recent. But I think it's also more that he's just old. I think he's just old.
I mean, yeah, he's always done this. He's just old now.
Yeah, I think it's just because he's got wide eyes, but it's like he's not young anymore. You know, he's got more of the curls around his eyes.
And it's like,
and his makeup looks kind of fucking weird,
and
though.
It's probably 35 minutes into his fucking set.
He's sweaty. He looks like Robin Thicke, kind of.
Oh, yeah. It's also just this. I mean, we got into the age thing anyways, how people look younger now than they did before, but also... Then Hollywood people go the extra mile because they're all like weirdly Botox stuff.
Yeah, they get weird work done and makeup and shit.
So then it just, when there's a bad combination, he just looks all fucked up.
He does look like crying Jordan.
Yeah, he looks like he has like the high filter on almost.
There is something I learned about people that don't look younger nowadays.
Oh,
is all
that?
The girls my age on dating apps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. None of them look younger. All of them, dude. Every single girl within like a 5-year radius of me looks like they're like 10 years older than me, dude. It's fucking insane.
That's why it's 7 years, brother. Wagwan.
Hey, brother. Wagwan. Years, bad luck, brother.
That's why.
Kiss nigga.
That's why you find an 18-year-old Filipina, brother. The white man's journey.
I don't think he looks that bad, though. I think he's great.
I think he looks weird here, but it looks like it, again, I think it's something to do with makeup.
Yeah, it's not blending well.
Like, or it's like, maybe it's dripped off his forehead from the sweat.
Well, look how sweaty. Yeah. Or is that bad lighting? I can't tell. Is that like
maybe it's shadows.
Well, and he was beatboxing for 45 minutes right before that.
It's super harsh lighting.
He's doing the shit that's like.
But also, I think he's just old. He's got more bags under his eyes and shit. Like, this is how we look.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I talked about this a little bit. When I was back home, a couple of years ago after not seeing people for like over a decade. It's like people didn't look bad, but it's like, oh shit, like yeah. I haven't seen you in forever. So now I see that you look older and I'm like, oh fuck, but I look, to me, I don't look older.
Yeah.
But I look older. Like, and it's always going to get you around your eyes. Especially.
Jeff looks like a lizard person and Yunaki among us.
Ooh. Especially when you're us and you're laughing every week with your buds.
Yeah, that's true. We got so many laugh lines.
Yeah. He's got stress lines. They yeah. dropped like a, didn't like Britney drop a doc on him where it made him look really bad?
Yes, in her book. Her book made him look bad, right?
Well, I think she said he made her get an abortion, which that's dude's rock.
That's woke.
Yeah, that's yes, super dude's
it
rock.
It is woke as fuck, too.
Yeah.
Everything's woke.
But also,
but also nothing's woke.
When Britney became more of a hero to dumb shits,
yeah.
they just hated him more anyways.
Isn't it great that she made everybody hate him right before she became insane and nobody took her seriously? But she still got that last one in.
Well, yeah, he... we're all mad at him because he's skedaddled from some crazy pussy.
Well, and also the whole he's been paying more for the Janet Jackson thing, even though it's so old now.
Yeah.
But
oh, they brought
well, and
back
she's
up.
Also started acting like she didn't ask him to do it or be, like she had no part in it.
But they're
like
also
he sprung it on her or something. It's like, come on.
Well, there's this narrative, too, that like she wasn't already like an older famous person. It's not like she was super relevant. Timberlake yeah. was clearly already.
Yes.
It's not like Timberlake blew up because of that. He was already blowing up. Yes. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
He was in insane. Yeah. yeah. Thanks, Michael Jackson's sister, but you wore the pasty underneath. Why?
Yeah.
actually, this does remind me. Let me find the clip real quick. Did you see the clip of Chris Brown hanging on the stage, Jeff?
Mm-mm.
Let me find
I've seen
quick.
That they're trying to bring back Chris Brown would have been Michael Jackson.
Ugh.
It's like, the what song is Michael Jackson level?
Yeah, no way. Well, but it's just funny because during this performance, something fucks up and he's just hanging there. Yeah.
Oh, and you know he killed that guy, right? Like, he had his cousins kill that
well,
guy.
Well, dude, is there any worse place in the world to be as Chris Brown? Because you can't dance. It's the only place yeah. in the world that you can't fucking dance is yeah. when you're like floating in the air.
Well, because everyone now has to do some sort of aerial thing during their concert.
Yeah.
And something, I assume he was supposed to be lowered back to the stage, but he doesn't.
He's
so.
Just spinning it faster and faster. It's kind of hot, though.
This
what
sucks.
The hell?
This
the why worst. Am I lowered?
Oh. It's just funny how long it goes because he's trying not to say anything, but he starts like... He just starts like mimic, like miming, like what the fuck.
This is abstract though. He's just floating.
I know he should just go with the vibe, but you could tell he starts looking around, like, all right, are we gonna fix this or what?
Well, it sucks that he's not moving at all. Because like, if he's twirling, he could do something cool. Yeah. Or if he's like swinging, he's like fucking Teddy Bear from the Country
well,
Bears.
And it probably hurts your fucking cock the more and more
yeah,
you're up
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
But yeah, seeing all those twerking you
could
see, hoes.
You can see he's already kind of looking off stage. Like, are we gonna do something about this?
He is. He's trying to face.
They pull him.
He's doing
up.
The thing where you try to make a guy flinch.
But it's so funny what they have to do.
They bring out a scaffold and slowly pull him off.
Do they just bring him a ladder?
Yeah, dude, they just yeah. bring a big ladder up.
That's great. That's great.
It's only cool if he does a swanton off the top. Or, dude, what if he's hanging there and they put the ladder, but it's not for him. It's for fucking Edge to crawl to the top and spear
oh,
him.
Spears him.
Yes.
They spear Chris Brown off.
He spears him. He's still hanging. Like,
yeah. That'd be a cool way to get down.
He's still nope. singing.
Watch what he does to one of the guys. Like it's that big ass guy on the stage.
Does he punch him or
he
something?
Just starts talking shit to him.
Fuck you.
Like for no reason. Like it's his fault or
dude,
something.
Classic Chris Brown.
Hey, you big motherfucker. What the fuck are
I
you
think
doing?
We're starting to see the seams in this guy. I think he's yeah. starting. He seems like he's got some problems.
I think he might not be the hero we all think he is.
He might not be the Michael Jackson of our time. This guy that has one song I barely remember.
Well, he brought snapbacks back, which I appreciate.
Which
I
isn't
wear
a
one.
Song anyone knows. That's a gym. We made Chris Brown, if anything.
Well, there's that one banger that we love, though.
Yellow?
Snapbacks Back is the only song I know, and I only know the name of it. I don't actually know the song.
No, you know the other one, too.
Yellow Bottle Beach. It. Yellow Bottle Sipping.
Pretty sure I have it in my library.
Ladies love me. They call me Michael Jackson.
The most walkest pause cast.
Look at me now.
No, that's not it. God damn it. Hold on.
With you.
Yeah, that's
you,
the one.
With you. That is it.
Oh, I might
right
know
there.
That song.
It is there.
Oh, was it there? Yeah. I guess I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Right here.
Oh, yeah.
This used to be a staple.
I was going to say, this is old Jim and Them.
I just think of this as a Jim and Them song.
Yeah. We used to sing this during Gears. I need the boom.
Yeah, because you needed the boom shot. It's right under the bridge. Remember when the smokes made you fall over?
Yeah, what the fuck was that shit?
No. Originally, it was great. And then it made you just lay down and then ruined it.
Oh, yeah. Because
you
did
ragdolled.
The thing, you would just, you go put your arm up for a second or whatever.
Yeah, you used to ragdoll.
Yeah, you know what? It was great when everyone was running up the stairs on, gridlock or whatever.
Yeah.
And you would just throw some smokes and everyone ragdoll down the stairs and you just start lighting them up.
Shotgunning guys that are laying down. I don't know why they nerfed that thing. I'm so glad to be yours. You're a
class, all you're running. Ooh, little cutie. I just gotta get to the hook.
I'm just hanging like, what the hell? You are one of a kind.
You mean me. What I mean. He's so pissed. He's a consummate professional, though, that Chris Brown.
Yeah. Because if I got you, I don't need money.
He looks furious. His body language is so angry.
I'm into you. One else would do with every kiss.
This poor guy. Someone should have saved him. If someone saved that Chris Brown before he turned into a violent maniac,
we'd
be eating good right now.
Someone time warped in and was like, no, don't beat the shit out of that lady, even though she's a bitch.
Has he defended Diddy?
I don't think so.
Seems like something you'd do.
No, he's free. He's free of all that. He did barricade him in his house a couple years ago. We watched that.
Does he yell his songs now because he's so fired up?
He says, fuck it, drop snapbacks.
Yeah, drop snapbacks now for Jim and Jeff.
Yeah, they have to look it up. They didn't have it ready. He hasn't done this in 5 years. He retired.
Now, where are we at is, I don't know if this is my old age speaking now, where are we at with artists that don't sing the lyrics and keep putting the mic to the crowd? I don't think I like that.
It depends on
what
song.
You hate every rap concert now?
It is mostly rap because I think I was watching clips of the Kendrick show.
Yeah.
That was on Juneteenth. But he was constantly not doing his own lines.
Well,
hold on. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? Oh shit!
Spooky. That was spooky. Hello?
Oh.
I was gonna be really annoyed for a second, and then I realized, okay,
all right,
you're being
enough.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like,
did he have his vocal? Was the song just playing? Because that's the biggest thing. You watch any live rap thing, it's just the song playing. Was he doing his vocals?
I think the song was still kind of playing. He was still doing his vocals.
No, I mean, was he doing his vocals or was it just the track playing and then he sometimes is rapping with the vocals?
I think there was both, though. I think the track was playing. He was doing his vocals, but also the crowd was doing a good amount of it.
Well,
you know what? Maybe the vocals weren't playing.
Yeah, if the vocal track is there, it's annoying. If the vocal track's not there, then I'll give it to him.
I never see rap concerts, so I only go to like bands.
Sure.
And they never have a vocal track playing. Or
oh, yeah.
I guess I'm sure some do, but I've never been to one where they do.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of the like there's always the song with like the chorus where they're like boom, it's out there. Or like a song that starts with what eventually becomes the chorus. So they're like, you guys know this one. And then you hear something and then they hold it out and like you start the song for them kind of thing. Like I'm pro that stuff. But if you're telling me guys are literally just showing up and being like, do my song for me, that's going to get old pretty quick.
Well, because I mean, I only saw clips, but it just reminded me, like, oh yeah, I think a lot of rappers do that. But also, I think a lot of, like, even though bands we like are getting that age, they're not that age yet. Of say, like, I think like the Rolling Stones, or even because they're old as fuck.
Yeah.
Or even like old 80s bands that can't like hit the notes anymore, they'll probably sing parts, but then, I mean, like Axl's probably not hitting some of the same notes, so he'll put the mic out, or Vince Neil or whoever.
Some of my bands are getting a little old, but none of them are at that point yet.
Yeah, as long as you're doing it at the mosh part, that's fine. You can hold out the thing while I front flip over you or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a gang vocals part, I guess I get that. Who's on the line?
Cup order. Please press 1. For online orders and reservations, go to sushiroku.com. Speak to a host, press 2.
Yeah, they're doing that
thing again. For restaurant
hours
and address, press 3.
It's the exact same thing that happened during the streamathon.
Yeah, I mean,
cool.
That's not that
awesome
cool of a thing.
I'm happy.
Hey, I mean, little mama.
Because I'm starving.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I guess if I was there and it's someone I liked, I probably wouldn't notice it in the moment.
Yeah,
I'm watching the performance, I'm like, what the fuck?
If you find out they're doing it all the time. And also, I guess there's a level of like, is it because like you want the crowd interaction, or is it because you're lazy?
Well, yeah, because you can't hit the notes.
You can be like, the song will become.
Yeah.
But like, then you better sing the fucking rap.
Because there's
that's
a couple
true
songs where,
yeah,
like,
you're right.
Like the front bottoms have like a couple songs where it's just like they're the song that everybody that listens to them likes. And so at some point in time, he's just like, boom, like you guys are singing like half the song, but you can tell the crowd fucking loves it.
Mm.
And it's only one song. It's not constantly throughout the show, but it's like they are fucking stoked that it's like you get to sing this whole like 90-second chunk.
I mean, yeah, if you're not putting the mic out to the crowd during Broham, what the fuck are
you
doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not the front bottoms playing YG my N-word, if you're for some reason in the middle of their set, we're all singing along.
If you're the singer of Pennywise, and you're standing on stage during Broham, you fucked up.
If you're Fletcher,
Jim, and you're standing on fucking stage.
Yeah, if you're Wiggly playing the bass or whatever, what's his name? Wiggly?
Wiggly?
Isn't that one?
Are you talking about Noodles from The Offspring?
There you go.
Wiggly.
Yeah, if you're fucking Fletcher and you don't just either jump into the crowd and you're singing the whole song on your back while they coast you around, or you're in the pit while you sing the song, like, you fucked up, Fletcher. I don't care how fucking old you are. I don't care how scary a Pennywise mosh pit is. Get in there, Fletcher, you son of a bitch.
Jeff, you reminded me of something I was thinking of. Because I'll do that sometimes.
Pause. Thinking about Jeff.
Yeah, fuck you.
Talking about you. Just his dick.
I'll purposely say a thing wrong, whether it be like a person's name, a character's name, or sometimes like what, like for example, like if we bring up war mode, even though I don't necessarily remember Spud's name, I'll say something different on purpose.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, when you're young and old people do that, you just think they're stupid.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe they are just stupid. Are they all doing bits? Like, in my mind, I'm doing a bit. Like, I think it's funny.
Well, I
to
knew
not
his name
know
wasn't Wiggly, but I didn't know his name. So I am ignorant, but I know I'm close.
We grew up doing bits.
Yeah.
I don't think
so
our
parents. So we have
parents,
extra credit. Like, our parents weren't just doing bits
our
to
parents were
annoy
not doing
us
bits,
as
no
young people.
They
all
right didn't. They weren't apt enough at doing bits.
Are we all better than our parents? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it being funny,
That's it?
My what mom, about puppet ministry? I'm way better at puppet ministry than my dad.
My mom's awesome. I'm better at everything than my fuck up dad. My dad's a giant loser.
Yeah, but your mom is so awesome that she'd want Mike to be like, Mike, you're better than me. Mike, say you're better than me.
She definitely thinks I'm better than her.
Yeah. Peen standing up.
Oh, I'm way better at that than her.
He's sitting down.
I'm better than that.
Yeah, he's somehow pooping without pee. Somehow pooping without pee. He's great at it.
Turning pee into poop.
Poop into pee.
Baba da boopa.
Pee is poop.
Ah, poop is pee.
Poop is pee.
Poop is pee.
Poop is pee.
Poop. That was a Joe Brandon version of Poop is Pee.
Joe Brandon?
That's like all Joe Biden sometimes.
Yeah, dark Joe Brandon.
it's Joe Brandon.
I'm Joe Brandon.
I wrote Chappelle's Show. I'm Joe Brandon.
There was like a 10-minute, I don't know if this is what you were talking about earlier, Jeff. I don't think it was. But there was a 10-minute, I don't know if it was like CNN. It was some other news station that like was not for Trump, but they were trying to be like, you know, hey, why are we getting on Biden so much when, you know, Trump's doing all this stuff?
Uh-huh.
Like Trump's not all there or
taking
whatever.
His quotes out of context. Like, yeah. Oh, making him look like an old man instead of just a maniac.
Actually, I may not have even that's saved
true.
The tab.
A lot of his stuff just gets chalked up to him being crazy. And that's an interesting thing because if Joe Biden had ever implied that he was crazy, some of his old man moments would just be, oh, he look how crazy Biden is. But instead, he's such a mush-brained old man that we just chalk everything up to old man.
Well, I think the weird thing is yes. I mean, I don't think anyone would disagree with, like, these guys are too fucking old. But Biden is a completely different old than what Trump is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trump seems like he's there.
Trump's intentional with his ramblings, I feel like.
But it's funny that it looks like it's MSNBC. It's funny that I didn't watch this whole 10-minute video, but they try to like do, it's almost like they try to do a Daily Show-esque type takedown to be like, come on, guys, look at him as well. But
Biden's
it just comes
good.
Up weird.
Has anyone ever seen The Silence of the Lambs? The late, great Hannibal Lecter.
This was great.
Why would you bring
this
that
was
up?
Such a
what? There's no context.
The late, great.
Everybody's seen him. Wonderful man. He oftentimes
wonderful
would have
man.
A friend for dinner.
Ah!
That
That's
was Republican frontrunner and convicted felon
Party's
Donald
over.
Trump
Look
last
at that
month
terrible graphic.
Offering his thoughts on a cool new movie that was released 33 years ago.
He didn't say
but
it was
anyone
a cool
yeah,
new
see,
movie.
They
yeah,
don't even know how to take the right angle to like make him look like a dumbass.
He watches old movies like a dumbass.
Well, it shows you that like there is some craft to what Daily Show does.
Yes.
Or did 15 years ago when anyone watched it.
Yeah, witchcraft.
When questioned Donald Ooh. Trump's mental fitness or even his basic connection to the time-space continuum, no.
Oh, look
not.
At she could barely contain herself.
That is perhaps
herself.
Because
okay, really
after
quick,
nearly...
really quick. I'm not trying to make an excuse. Is this actually MSNBC or is this someone that cobbled together a skit and then put MSNBC in the corner?
This is how MSNBC
Let me see.
Is.
Let me see. This yeah, is... To be fair, I didn't look it up, but let me see who's Alex Wagner.
Okay, because this Wagner is so tonight. Bad. I'm shocked that it's on TV.
I mean, that's Alex Wagner.
Okay, fair enough.
That's an Asian
I agree.
Jewish
when
lady,
you said that, I was
seen.
Like, you know what? Maybe this is something that I just thought was real, guy, because I don't watch MSNBC.
I was curious
MSNBC.
Because the way
I was going to say that's the daughter of the Jewish prime minister and Xi Jinping.
Oh my goodness.
a lot of people don't know that.
She carries herself like a girl sitting alone in a room in front of a green screen.
Well, I guess I forget too that. I mean, on any of these networks, they do just have some host that has an hour, and this is supposed to be like they're just chatting like a bunch of boring bullshit.
A decade of this increasingly unhinged commentary, the American public has become somewhat numb to Donald Trump's particular verbal madness.
If you have a windmill anywhere near your house, congratulations. Your house just went down 75% in value.
I love his windmill a bit.
Yeah.
And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay?
And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that?
To me, this is a hype video. You put some trap music behind it, it's like,
almost a cleaning.
By the way, they never report the crowd on January 6th. You know, Nikki Haley, is in charge of security. We offered her 10,000 people, soldiers, National Guard, so whatever they want. They turned it down. And we did with Obama.
We found this best of Trump.
They don't even pick. There's so many clips you could pick of Trump. How are they not picking good clips?
Election that everyone said couldn't be won.
Like a memory question. It's like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV. So they say, could you repeat that?
Huh?
So I said, yeah. So it's person, woman, man, camera, TV. It's actually not that easy, but for me it was easy.
Is it really not that easy, though?
Good
the President
point.
Biden receives far more press.
My favorite
for his
commentary
verbal
is like, really? And you look at the camera.
I mean, that's a it was a thing, at least on The Daily Show, that worked.
Yeah.
But then after a
they
while,
had an
it was
audience.
Like. But then after a while, I was like, oh, they're doing the thing again. Because even John Stewart would just be like, oh, hooey.
You know, Jim, how you're always like, hey, why do they do those weird cuts in YouTube videos where just like it's just like them talking and then cut them talking.
Yeah.
It's because of the weird dead
the
air
awkward, dead that she just had.
I think
happens.
That is why they do it.
Miscues and mistakes. The reality is that Donald Trump is in a league of his own when it comes to strange non sequiturs and rambling anecdotes that lead nowhere and fantastical scenarios that have no basis in reality. Even against that backdrop, though, the ad-libbed hypothetical that Mr. Trump presented this past weekend in Nevada, it really stood out.
What would happen if the boat sank from its weight and you're in the boat and you have this tremendously powerful battery and the battery's now underwater and there's a shark that's approximately 10 yards over there? By the way, a lot of shark attacks lately. Do you notice that? A lot of shark. So there's a shark 10 yards away from the boat.
10 yards.
Or here. Do I get electrocuted? If the boat is sinking, water goes over the battery, the boat is sinking. Do I stay on top of the boat and get electrocuted? Or do I jump over by the shark and not get electrocuted? But you know what I'd do if there was a shark or you get electrocuted? I'll take electrocution every single time. I'm not getting near the shark. So we're going to end that. We're going to end it for boats.
Oh, I mean,
that, I mean, yeah, it's that's I don't know what the fuck he's talking
that
about.
That is baffling.
He was talking about a boat sinking and then being electrocuted by a battery or a shark 10
or yeah,
yards
you're
away.
Getting eaten by a shark.
He'd rather get electrocuted than.
He has a bunch of stuff.
I'm shark. Not getting near the shark.
He does have like. Yeah. I remember another speech where he's like bringing up how he ate sharks. Or
weird.
A lot of shark attacks.
Just to be clear, the scenario will never come to pass on planet Earth, in part because of the laws of buoyancy and conductivity, and in part because a former president will never, ever be in a sinking boat with a shark 10 yards away. It just is not going to happen.
What?
How are they not good?
What? How is that the point?
I think what she did is she has no teleprompter. Right? Mm. I think what she, or if she does have a teleprompter, it's saying, blank segment.
Well,
it's, now talk about blank. Now, like she gave herself notes, yeah. And she's so.
But either
she's
way,
doing
if you have
cuff,
your own show, you should be able to just do this.
Yeah.
Well, they put the teleprompter in her periphery, and she can't see it.
But as absurd as these moments are, as surreal as the sinking boat shark bite scenario is,
this
there is
be a bad
weirdly
picture.
A strategy in play here.
And Daddy Trump, boo.
Trump's apparent conditioning of a large swath of the American public to accept his incoherent rambling as normal, or at least as something other than addled and alarming, has become one of
like
his biggest campaign advantages. With the spotlight on President Biden's age
this,
and acuity, Trump and all of his malapropisms have seemingly gotten a pass. And there is no better day to put Trump's aging but florid mind into perspective than today.
I think... Well, the thing is, I don't think necessarily Trump's things get a pass. I think it's just that, I mean, we've been shitting on Trump being an idiot for a decade at this point, but it's still it's almost like, yeah, he's rambling about a shark, but then Biden was just turning around and staring off into the
distance. Well, again, he's cultivated a personality.
It's funny, just in a different way.
Yeah, you don't think of it as an old man rambling. You think of it as a crazy person acting like a nut.
Well, it's the difference between an old coot and like fucking dementia.
Yeah, exactly.
Guy's like this guy comes into work every day and this guy has weird things to say. And then this guy comes into work every day and he wanders around until we have to call the cops.
You're on The Simpsons and you go to the old folks home and you either want to hang out with the guy with the long white beard,
Jasper,
that doesn't say anything,
Jasper,
or you want to go, hey Sonny, can your grandfather do this? Hey.
You go to Haverville, you find
I do love Jasper. Jasper's I'm a big fan.
What's
of
the other guy's name though?
I forget.
Oh yeah, do you
can
want
your
the that's a paddling
do this?
You should look up that clip.
Well, no, Biden is literally the old lady Haverville that's just going on the porch. I think it's at New Haverbrook.
Yeah, New Haverbrook.
Let me see.
I don't know. I've been to Ogdenville, New Haverbrook.
They put them all on the map. Can your grandfather do please?
Yes. Yes.
I'm here to see my grandpa.
So which one, that's Biden or that's Trump?
Now, in this situation, he's Trump. Yeah.
Jasper
because he's
Biden.
Doing something.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to pull it up.
Here I am, Sonny.
You're not my grandpa.
Oh, come on. Give me a chance. Hey,
Can your grandfather do this? Hey, ha, hoo, hey, ha, hoo, hey, ha, oh.
Hey, ha, hoo.
It's so effortlessly funny. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Hey, because today is Donald Trump's birthday. Trump is now 78 years old, only 3 years younger than President
These
Biden.
These motherfuckers are
They're
while marking
reaching,
this milestone,
dude.
Susan Glasser of The New Yorker offers this assessment of
It's
the
crazy we're even voting this year.
Our it fucking really is. President
we
is...
Should, no one should vote. We should not vote at all.
No, dude, I mean, no one here is voting.
We should not be allowed to have presidents that are like in their 60s even. That's insane.
That's where they start,
An 80-year-old fucking president? How did I not know Biden was in his fucking 80s? That's crazy.
I mean,
crazy.
Yeah, you've seen him. How did you not just guess?
Yeah, what, you thought he was a spry young 60?
No, I just, like, it doesn't connect with me that he, Jesus Christ.
Front well, runner. Good news, Mike.
Wherever
it's actually pedophile cabals that run everything.
Oh, good. They're all young.
They're young because of the adrenochrome, you see.
Okay.
Yeah, Dead Men Dying, 35. Stacks already answered because someone asked if the age requirement is 40. It's 35. Yeah.
Question of Trump's mental health. The evident decline in his ability to speak clearly and coherently feels striking. If there were ever a case for age-related diminishment
of a candidate,
we're like
a week out from the debates.
This is just a wild...
We could do the debates live. Oh, wait, no, we missed it. Nah. I'm sorry. We missed it by one day.
This is a wild angle to take to be like, Trump is too old. It's just, you should just leave this alone.
Well, and it's a fallacy because the only reason they can make this point is because they hear it all the time accurately about the other guy.
Yeah.
And so, like, they're stuck trying to tiptoe around. Like, they can't say, oh, well, you think Biden's old. Look at Trump. Because... they can't acknowledge that Biden's old. So, like,
it's just,
they're stuck, like, talking about
like
Trump seeming old without, like, saying that the real old guy is old.
It really feels like you either just leave this topic alone. I mean, you could shit on Trump for a ton of things.
Yeah, there's a billion things.
But to kind of, you're opening yourself up already.
He makes himself the easiest target in the world. This is just like, this is a bridge too far.
Well, they try to do shit where it's like, could an old guy do this? And it's like Biden turning clockwise. I'm like, nice. Look at him.
Dark Brandon.
Yeah.
Dark
Brandon. Oh, yeah. He opens the right door. They're like,
Dark Joe Brandon.
Joining me now is Susan Glasser, staff writer at The New Yorker. Susan, can we talk about this descent into ultra weird and what you have seen in particular that causes you to make this assessment?
Well, Alex, there's a lot of material here. Let's be real. You this evening have already played the shark electrocution boat thing, which honestly,
wow, she's
I
mean, for the New Yorker.
To, you know,
no,
have any
no wonder she's not a talker
me,
for the New Yorker.
If I were
she's
a
cartoonist for the New Yorker. She's usually drawing
running
pigs
that as
talking.
A campaign ad over and over again. If one were so inclined, you know, it's pretty remarkable stuff. You know, Trump is a tough character when trying to unpack, you know, which part is just who he is, mm-hmm. which part has gotten worse
wah,
over
wah,
time.
Wah,
you
wah,
know,
wah,
certainly
wah.
You look at the vocabulary, you look at the challenges, speaking in clear sentences and communicating.
You know, this lady's a prime candidate for why people buy like fake books to put behind them and shit like that. Because she looks
like a loser.
Like, I don't respect her at all because she's got a sad TV. But
like
with
a bunk bed, it looks like. Does she have a bunk bed?
Yeah,
over there?
What the fuck?
It looks like she lives in like a fucking studio
like
because it's like her dining room's behind her and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, put up a fake bookcase with some fucking shit behind
it. 37 inch TV.
Yeah, you can't green screen a spiral staircase in there, you bitch.
That is something that has changed pretty radically over time. I would say even from 2016 to 2020 to 2024, the progress of a Trump rally shows you pretty clearly a man on a sharp downward slope.
You know, it's interesting because
Whoa,
his campaign
racist.
Released a statement after people's eyebrows were collectively raised over the shark batteries.
Like that lady's eyebrows always raised because her face is uneven.
Yeah. She looks like that. Yeah. Like a abstract 80s album cover. I don't know.
Ooh, check your
What's this, the Crimson King over here?
Alex,
get out of here.
Alex Wagner's doing the Hawk Tour.
Yeah. I mean, Alex Wagner's hot as hell.
Who would you rather fuck, Alex Wagner or the Jewish lady?
Trump.
Trump. Yeah. Monkey Ball came and went too fast. Yeah, it's not really even the did. Noise anymore.
Mario. And this is what Jason Miller had to say, his advisor. President Trump takes on numerous tough interviews every single week and delivers lengthy rally speeches while standing, demonstrating elite stamina. First of all, I didn't know a stamina could be elite, but secondly,
oh,
Susan,
God, they're doing grammar Nazi boys.
This girl's burns are terrible. I just call her a girl. This lady has terrible burns. Like, if your theory is true, she doesn't have a teleprompter.
Yeah.
She needs a fucking teleprompter and a man to write it.
I think she's off the cuff. Yeah. Like, whenever she's bad, it's when she's off the cuff.
It's getting crushed in the message board response where you're like, oh, don't you mean you're with the right context?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know her stamina
could be elite.
When she was talking about his story about the boat sinking in the shark, she was like, sorry, a president would never be in a situation like that where he'd be sinking in a ship with a shark.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
what does that mean?
Like you're okay, Poindexter.
What he says is beside the point. The fact that he's up there standing, still talking, is enough, the Trump team thinks, to placate anyone or dissuade them from
just
thinking
because
that he's
somehow Biden adult. Can't stand
and
or speak.
They're just because
he's standing and speaking,
the
they think
is,
that's a big
there's
deal.
There's way more scrutiny on President Biden than there is on President Trump, former President Trump.
That's what I'm always saying about the media. They're too hard on Biden
this
and not
so
Trump.
Wild. It's such a wild.
It is insane to watch the because I don't watch any news, but then you can. You're used to seeing crazy news
Fox. That's what I was going to say.
You don't see the other side, how crazy the other side is and how boring and gay the other side is.
Well, they're just trying to do a bad impression of the angry right side.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't really watch either like MSNBC, Fox News, anything like that. But I'll definitely stumble upon more people just sharing clips of, like Tucker or someone on Fox looking like an idiot.
Do you know why they share those clips? Because there's nothing here to share. It's just someone like, it's just two old biddies like griping. Two old biddies griping via Zoom.
But
from
it's just
her
funny.
Empty home.
It's just funny seeing how they struggle so hard just to try to like they come up with anything.
Jim, their brains are three sizes smaller. What do you want?
Tirades and non sequiturs that are now a part of his daily routine.
Well, look, that's right. And again, part of the problem is the fire hose of lies and BS problem, which is to say
the fire
that
hose of lies.
If we already feel Trump has overwhelmed us with bizarre digressions for years, then unpacking what's new and different becomes so hard that people just throw up their hands. But remember, person, woman, man, camera, TV in 2020, Donald Trump has always graded himself on a curve in the same way that Jason Miller there is grading Trump on a curve, saying, oh no, it's okay as long as he can stand up.
Yes.
That's literally all we have to do.
Well, and they're ignoring that's clearly a jab at Biden.
Well, yeah,
like being unable to do anything.
Why is that the standard? Because the president currently can't stand up.
They're saying like Trump can stand there and give a speech, which is more than I can say about the current president. Like they're ignoring what the jab actually means.
Exactly. Yeah, they're responding to Trump's guy saying that. But they're taking it so literal, they don't realize they're just self-owning themselves over and over again.
They look stupid.
Literally all they had to do was have another candidate.
They're like, Trump said he's so hungry he could eat a horse. No one can even fit that much meat in their stomach. Not even Trump. Mm. Even if he had surgery to get a bigger stomach, he couldn't fit that much horse meat. Plus, horse meat's not even... And you're like, guys, what are you doing right now?
I kind of get why they couldn't, though, because I feel like... If they got someone else, then all Trump would talk about is how they don't even have faith in an incumbent president. They had this guy who they put him up for 4 years, and now they don't think he's good enough.
I'm just saying that's the only they would still lose. That's the only way it would be close, other than this one will be rigged again and Biden will win again.
Biden can run again. Oh shit! This is only his first term, huh?
Yeah, it's only his first. Cause,
oh my
cause
god!
Yeah, because Obama.
We might have an 86-year-old president.
Obama! Yeah, what is he? He's 81 right now?
So they said,
said 3 years older. Well, he's going to be 82. 85. So, yeah, no, you're right. Basically,
a
probably 86.
Fucking 86-year-old president? That is insane. I don't want an 86-year-old driving, let alone, Jesus Christ, that's insane.
Who has more rizz?
Also, I thought Trump.
Well, I remember originally when he got he got elected in 2000, everyone thought it was just a false flag, and he was just going to die in office or have to be like have to step down or something. So maybe they're just planning that for his second.
But the only thing worse than the world's oldest white man as our president is a fucking cop.
Come on,
I don't want a fucking cop as our president.
You don't want an Indian as president. She's Indian, by the way, guys. Whoa. She's mentioned it a bunch. Because they're like, you're a failure as a black
guy. Elites, and I've literally never heard anyone assert the condition of elite stamina. Have you?
No, I don't think I have what elite stamina.
Holding
for the
on to right? I said elite stamina. What do you mean?
I don't want to like focus too much on it, but like every athlete ever.
every
person ever clinging, talking about athlete in history is.
They watched a rambling Trump speech and they're like hawking on this elite stamina thing. Like, how do you fucking fall in it every time, you dumb biddies?
Yeah, you know, maybe we do need Mamala at this point, though.
That's true.
We could, but between Trump and Biden or Mamala.
Oh, dude, I literally saw a car with a Kamala for the People bumper sticker, and I like took a picture of it laughing and like sent it to people. Like, I couldn't believe there was a person with a Kamala Harris sticker. Well,
what about if you had to choose between these two old biddies or some Tig old biddies?
Fuck.
The challenge here, but when you see them together, remember that first fall 2020 debate between the two of them. That was, I think, a striking moment for many Americans. It probably did help Joe Biden put away the first campaign and defeat Donald Trump. Trump seemed out of control. It was truly, I think, the worst debate I've ever seen between any presidential candidates. And largely the tone was set by Trump, who was not just incoherent, but virulent and, you know, just careening around. Remember, Biden's best line in that first debate in 2020 was, "Enough already, man."
Yes.
Was it?
You know, I think I'm a little bit.
I thought it was shut up, man. I thought he told him to shut up. I thought everyone
would
loved that.
Would you just shut up or whatever he said?
Yeah, would you shut up, man?
Well, we can't expect
worried
a writer from the New Yorker to know
something. It was pretty awful to watch, frankly.
Well, we do know, at least, that Trump isn't intending on doing any debate practice heading into one of the most important moments of his political career. So we have that. Unrehearsed Trump in the Raw to look forward to on June 27th.
Trump in the Raw.
Trump's going to be out there being Alex Wagner-esque.
Trump after dark?
I didn't even realize the debate was coming up next week.
It's next week, baby.
Will it
be just as disappointing as the last?
Presidential debate at the UMass debate.
I was being dumb. I said, which bait? As in, you mean debate? I'm just being fucking stupid and retarded.
Debatey?
Yeah, the Phil Bates, Phil debates.
Oh, Phil Bates,
Phil Bates.
Yeah, the only Bates I care about are Phil Bates.
Anyways, who cares?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
You know who cares? The person on the right. Do you want to be the person on the right? No, I want to be that hot babe on the left.
Yeah.
Alex Wagner.
I want to be that hot chick who can barely talk. Yeah.
I want to be the son of or the daughter of Lockheed Martin and Raytheon fucking.
Still waiting on those scary TTSs, everybody. You want to get that horror movie book from Paul Tremblay. Get your TTSs in.
Right now, we do have a front runner.
Oh,
yeah, we do.
I got a scary TTS. Trump versus Biden 2024.
Trump versus Biden 2028.
Whoa.
Trump versus Biden again. Baron Trump versus crackhead? Hunter Biden.
Swackhammer from Space Jam. Yeah, what about Baron Trump versus Swackhammer?
Who's Swackhammer?
The main guy that smokes cigars that wants to imprison Michael Jordan on the planet.
Who?
You idiot. The bad guy that funds the Monstars.
That lady on the left looks like
remember,
she could report
on the I didn't watch Space Jam on principle because I hated Michael Jordan because I was a Utah Jazz kid.
As a 5-year-old, you were principled?
I was older than that. I was in like 6th, 7th grade.
Yeah,
it's too old for
TTS.
Oh, do you guys have no reverence for Space Jam?
Oh, no, I was too old for
Space
Jam.
I literally never saw Space Jam because
I've never seen it.
Every single season for like 4 seasons, the Bulls would knock the Jazz out of the playoffs. A historically good team, that Jazz team, they just happened to be against the best NBA team literally of all time. over and over every single season. So I hated Michael Jordan. I grew up growing up in Salt Lake. You hate Michael Jordan because he is the guy on, he is the leader of the team that keeps fucking beating your team. And so you hate him. And so no one at school saw Space Jam. None of my friends saw it. It missed me entirely for that reason.
You missed me with that shit.
You sound like the crowd I was bombing with my Space Jam joke for about 2 minutes with. Nobody knew who Swackhammer was.
Sorry,
I start
man.
Yelling at you.
I apologize. Yeah, you might have been a big Mormon crowd. Yeah, fuck. No, dude, none of my... If you lived in Salt Lake at that time, nobody gave a fuck about Space Jam because we all hated Michael Jordan.
They made no money in Utah.
You never saw any Bulls jerseys. You never saw... None of us saw Like Mike. None of us gave a shit. We all fucking hated Michael Jordan.
You didn't see Up Like Stockton? I don't know. I'm trying to think of another movie. You didn't see You Got Mailman?
Ooh, that's good.
Hey-o. So Swackhammer.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck's Swackhammer?
Yeah, no, I had no idea.
It's the guy from War Mode, Swackhammer.
Yeah, you sound like the crowd last night.
Spuds and Swackhammer.
Anyways, Chinese pussy.
Well, sometimes you got to find the right Swackhammer crowd, Jeff.
Well, this guy's like Swackhammer.
You got to find a bunch of guys your age that aren't Mormon.
Yeah, you got to pivot to your racist jokes about Israel. Shit. It's a tough one.
Swackhammer. Swackhamner.
Swackhamner. That is good.
Leaning Tower of Cheesna.
Yeah.
Another Disney movie. All right, wait. Yes.
Dimsney movie.
Walt Dimsney.
Walt Dimsney. Everyone loved Walt Dimsney. Woo. What would Walt think? If you saw Tiana's getting changed from Splash Mountain, I'm a zippity doodah guy.
Yeah, it's Tar Baby. We're all Tar Babies.
I gotta watch Song of the South. I don't think it says, from the legend, it's not what everyone thinks it is.
It's just that a slave's telling it.
Yeah, it's old timey language.
It's just that a slave's happy.
Yeah, some of the language is old timey.
Which is not good. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
It's really not shocking. It's just like. Well, it's like when you watch old movies and you hear them say fag and you go, oh, wow, or you watch like, I'm talking like innocent movies, like PG movies.
Yeah, you watch Song of the South and they say fag. Yeah,
that are for like,
that's true.
That are for like elementary school kids and they say fag in it. You're like, oh, wow, that's crazy that was the type of movie that they'd say that in. It's shocking in that kind of way, but nothing else about it is.
Like in that deleted scene from Back to the Future. He doesn't say the F slur, though. Well, there's another. What if I end up gay?
Yeah, there's another one recently that I remember I was watching and they say fag in it. And I was like, whoa, this seems like, fuck, what was it?
I don't know. Every movie that ever came out.
Well, because like Bill and Ted was for like teens. Yeah. But I was watching a movie that was like skewing for a younger crowd and they said it. And I was like, wow, they say it. And I can't remember what it is. Never mind. But like, it's kind of surprising in that way. But that's about it.
Bring back Scroat.
Yeah, bring back Scroat.
Scroat was never a thing, I don't think.
I remember in Wonder Years, his brother called him Scroat all the time. And I wanted it to become a thing.
Yeah, I could see wanting it.
Yeah. But then I just stared ahead while my monologue kept going. Like, wow, Scroat didn't pick off. I'm staring. There's some 70s song playing. Winnie Cooper's looking hot as hell.
What was it that said?
Yeah. Did they ever put that? They did put Wonder Years on streaming, right? But they had to like change all the music or something.
Really?
I think it's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Is it?
They must have.
I know they did the revival or whatever. Well, just because they didn't want to pay for it or they couldn't pay for it. Well, I mean, I'm sure they could, but they're like, this ain't worth that shit.
Incredible show, great show. Incredible show, Wonder Years. Scroat. They took away Scroat. I wanted Scroat to happen. I don't know what happened with Scroat. Swackhammer and his monsters.
That is a part one, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it's motherfucking done. What did I do with the motherfucking...
Juneteenth tribute? It's on the left app.
I hear it. No. Yeah, here we go.
I looked up PG-rated movies that say the F-slur, and the first one's a quote from Willy Wonka, and I'm fairly certain I'm not going to find the F-slur anywhere.
Mike TV. Good day, sir. You fat. You lose.
Yeah, we know. We know.
That censored vowels.
Oompa loompa doopity
ragged. What do you get when your boy is a girl? Right, suck it on dick like a.
I wish I knew more lines. I barely know.
OG.
Is that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or is that Willy Wonka?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I don't even know that. Pedo Michael Jackson, Johnny Depp.
What's the book called, though?
I think Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah.
I don't know either of them, honestly. I've only seen the original like once.
According to Reddit, they say the F slur in Jingle All the Way.
Huh.
Put the cookie down.
Yeah. Put the cookie down.
No, there's a video. I'll play it. I'll see if it's there.
It's Phil Hartman. Hey, you're being a bit of a fan.
Oh, it says the video is unavailable. Oh, Fox copyrighted it. Let's see.
I mean, just search the movie.
See if it's real.
It's Big Show.
I feel like I watched it this year. But maybe
Sinbad.
Sinbad is in a suit in the still. This is what the still looks like.
Huh.
So, maybe I'll just get a Google jingle.
All the way, faggot.
All the way, F slur.
Well, what did you do?
This can't be real.
Hey, buddy, this ain't the way we rehearsed it. You know what? Nobody likes you, Booster.
This can't be.
Whoa, is that is it, huh?
I don't know if the little kids are saying that.
Does she
say
fat ass?
I don't think they're actually saying that there. I think that's like the Biden soda clip.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Because the little kids run in to beat up. Yeah, they're beating up the cat.
The way they ran in there said, we don't like you.
Well, I don't know why. I just didn't pull it up on my computer.
You're taking this too far. Hey, I'm not going home without that gal. Hey, buddy. They likes you, Booster. Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's close, but I'm not sure.
He is pink.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out if anyone's talked about it. Like in a blog or something.
Yeah, Arnold insisted on it being in the script.
Huh. Apparently there was a dark underbelly to Jingle All the Way, according to Film Hounds.
I'm not sure. Anyways, that's a part one. What are we doing?
Yeah,
what are we doing? Oh, we'll be back.